A person was shot dead by police overnight following a car chase south of Stockholm. He was wanted for alleged kidnapping and attempted murder. Three minors who were close relatives of the suspect were in the car with him at the time. Two of them have injuries, but their condition is said to be stable. Speaker Andreas Norlén says no to the Green Party's request for a new vote on the citizenship rules, the issue that triggered the pairing dispute in the Swedish Parliament. The Green Party had submitted a so-called motion on a matter of major importance, calling for the vote to be held again. But Norlén says that an unexpected parliamentary outcome doesn't count as an event of major importance, which is required for this kind of motion to be introduced. The Speaker therefore proposes that the motion shouldn't be allowed to be tabled. Around half of all women and men in Sweden are very or fairly satisfied with their sex lives. A new report from the Public Health Agency of Sweden, based on questionnaire responses from more than 15,000 participants aged 16 to 84, shows that half of all women and men are very or fairly satisfied with their sex lives. Younger and middle-aged women are somewhat more satisfied with their sex lives than men. At the same time, a lack of sexual desire is widespread amongst women. Almost half of those aged between 30 and 44 say they lacked interest in sex during the past year. In addition, approximately one in four women had been exposed to unwanted sexual advances or indecent exposure, and the same proportion had experienced unwanted sexual touching. And finally, Swedish pop singer Robin has apologised to fans after yesterday's announcement that she was moving three planned concerts from Stockholm's Avicii Arena in July to one big concert in the bigger Tre Arena in October. Fans had taken to social media to vent their frustration, and Robin now says she's sorry for any inconvenience caused and if fans can't make the new date. She says she and her team made a miscalculation with the original dates in July and didn't want to play three nights in a half-empty arena. Those were Wednesday's headlines. For more news stories, go to our homepage or our app, Sveriges Radio. I'm Chris Boswell. Have a good evening.